USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Undoing 50 years of U.S. policy, President Trump now formally recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, announcing yesterday during a joint appearance at the White House with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Today I am taking historic action to promote Israel's ability to defend itself and really to have a very powerful, very strong national security, which they're entitled to have.
Israel captured that territory from Syria during the 1967 Middle East War, annexing the territory, but the move has never been recognized by the international community until now. President Trump now says he thinks Special Counsel Robert Mueller conducted himself honorably. He made the comment during that event yesterday with Netanyahu after publicly criticizing Mueller for months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn, it's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for, and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 14 points to close at 25,516, the NASDAQ down 5 points, and the S&P 500 off 2 points. To Capitol Hill, where South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, wants to look into Obama holdovers at the FBI and DOJ, who never pursued the Hillary Clinton email scandal. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
What happens next is that I have been talking since 2017, end of 2017, about the other side of the story.
Graham believes there are numerous questions about the handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early days of the Russia investigation.
What makes no sense to me is all the abuse by the Department of Justice and the FBI, the unprofessional conduct, the shady behavior.
Graham also says the public needs to know as much as they can about Robert Mueller's report. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some passengers on board a British Airways flight experience a tale of three cities. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains now from Washington, D.C.
The Monday flight seemed to go perfectly well until passengers realized their jet had landed in both the wrong city and the wrong nation. The British Airways flight from London City Airport was supposed to be heading to Dusseldorf, Germany. It ended up in Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. The airline says the problem began when an incorrect flight plan was filed by WDL Aviation, which operated the flight on behalf of British Airways. The pilot followed the flight plan for Edinburgh and the air traffic controller following the same plan and saw nothing amiss. The company says it was trying to determine the cause of the obviously unfortunate mix-up. The flight was refueled and set off again. This time it went to Dusseldorf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To the economy now, you're paying more for gas at the pump. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Dan McTagg of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
At $2.62 a gallon, we've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific from this time last week. If you go to this time last month, gasoline was almost 23 cents a gallon cheaper.
McTagg tells us gasoline may go even higher.
We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.